A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 20th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the rallies by the First Lady, Grace Mugabe, who also happens to be the Women's League boss in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Let me tell you, you need to come in a pan. Semudzimai wa president wenyu. Semunhu wa makati munoda kuti atungamire madzimai. Ndobva ndagumira ipapo full stop nga. Handina chimwe chandiri kuda. Vamwe vakandiseka vati mai Mugabe vanorwara. Ndakati vamugabe chavaisa mumuri chiyatichienda navo kunovhuta. Chokwado, nokuti izvo utungamiri hwavo tinoona hwakanyanya kutinakira tese tese. He is the unifying force in Zimbabwe, that man. And we must appreciate.
Those are the remarks there by First Lady Amai Grace Mugabe yesterday in Chishawasha, Mbare. She said she has no ambitions to become the country's president, but she also said that she is willing to campaign for President Robert Mugabe, who is 91, even if he is in a wheelchair. She will continue to campaign for him because he is, according to her, the nation's unifier. Gibbs.
Yewambe amazulana elwazule khona ngapho ngemakhaya bekukhuluma ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe yena engukamongameli Robert Mugabe. Besithi ye ufuna ukutshela abantu iqiniso ukuthi nxa esenza konke lokhu akwenzayo ukwenza etshelwe ngumongameli ukuthi ayenze njani. Njalo ukhulume ngokuthi ume khonaphana engumkamongameli Robert Mugabe. Uthi ke ye ume njalo engumuntu owakhethwa ukuthi angene ku-Women's League ayikhokhele khona ngale. Abese sithi akulokunye akufisa ukuthi akwenze ngaphandle kwakhonokho. Uphinde nje waqhubeka wathi abantu bayahleka ye nxa ekhuluma ngezinye izinto. Okunye okwangikhona ukuthi athi umongameli Mugabe uzafakwa ku-wheelchair kusiyavotwa ngo-2018. Uthi ye okuqondileyo ukuthi kuzayenzakala khonokho. And kusenzakala khonokho kuyamele avotelwe eku-wheelchair. Uphinde waqhubeka futhi Blessing esithi umongameli Mugabe ukhanya uqhuba kuhle esikhundleni njalo abantu kumele bamsekele. Uphinde wathi futhi umongameli Mugabe uhlanganisa abantu ngendlela emangalisayo ngakho abantu kumele bamthande kakhulu. Yeah, kungani kube njalo mfowethu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about Mrs. Grace Mugabe's Meet the People tours. And of course, today, the First Lady addressed a rally at Mataga Growth Point in the Midlands province and refuted reports she wants to usurp the powers of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. She also took a swipe at the MDC, the West, and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's People First Project, vowing that ZANU-PF will fight to the end to retain power.
Though Mrs. Mugabe says she has no presidential ambitions, many in the party consider her a rising star, and analysts believe she remains a strong candidate to succeed her husband.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tlauti tinget chitaura nezwe misangano irikuitu kwa yu na Mai Grace Mugabe Matunu akasia nasiana nezuro vanga wari muarare nasi vanga wari ku Midlands Province Gibbs.
Ye, sifutu sifisa kutilingi na kutilelo skokle ni zuluganda wali zuele lani unkosi kazi Grace Mugabe kuluma uti ye ngaye kulume mara lini lapa uzumele njalo umele lo president uti lage lambona yini uthi nxa umongameli Mugabe engekho elizweni asale eyiloko kuthiwa ngu-acting president. Uthi cha akuzange kwenzakale lokho njalo umongameli Mugabe kumele limthande khona ngapho lapha elikhona. Ye, liyamthanda kumbe alimthandi. Limthanda kumbe lingamthandi sicela lifone khona manje. Nasi nombolo lifone kanye sizalifonela khona ngapho. 001-202-619-2077. Yenza phinda lisifonele kanye kuphela sizalifonela khona ngapho. 001-202-619-2077.
Gibbs, I think we have our guests lined up. First, we have Mr. Goodson Nguni, who is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mr. Nguni, good evening.
Good evening to you and to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I think we also have Honorable Tawita Kumalo, the deputy spokesperson for the opposition MDCT. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Nguni. So tell us, it seems as if the First Lady is addressing so many rallies, and she's actually declaring that she's addressing these rallies as the wife of the president, and she doesn't want to go any way further than that kind of thing. You know, so tell us a bit, why is she doing all this?
Look, she's a ZANU-PF member. Uh-huh. She's the wife of the president of ZANU-PF. She's a Zimbabwean. She's exercising a democratic right to associate with people who think on the same political lines as her. And besides, ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party. We are always on the go. It's just one way of showing that ZANU-PF is a revitalized party. Unlike all the other puppet parties that are in Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF is revolutionary. And we're showing them that our First Lady can speak English, unlike some of the First Ladies that we know who can't speak anything. So I can understand members of the opposition are jealousy, because we have a lady who speaks very good English, who's a very good politician, unlike the other wives of opposition presidents. Mm. So ZANU-PF is on the go. We are getting ready for 2018 to pulverize the American-sponsored political formations.
Thank you so much. Honorable Kumalo, your response to that and your take on Mrs. Mugabe's Meet the People tours?
First and foremost, it's so shocking that we have a First Lady who is going around insulting people and claiming things that we cannot prove neither whether they exist. Coming to the issue that they have a First Lady who can speak proper English. The word tour is not tour. The proper pronouncement of the word touring, it's touring, not touring. So I don't know where the English part is coming from. That aside, in Zimbabwe, it's no longer the issue of going to rallies and insulting people. What Zimbabweans are looking for is, what is in it for them? Are their lives going to change? We are talking of a party that came into power just recently, a year and a half or so, and they promised Zimbabweans heaven on earth, and they promised us 2.2 million jobs. To this date, we have lost thousands of jobs. So I have no clue what on earth she's talking about, besides insulting the other peers within ZANU-PF for reasons best known to themselves. And it does not show good qualities of a leader. A leader unifies people. He or she does not go around insulting people. What is she teaching our kids? What is she teaching the future leaders of this country? That it is the norm to go around insulting people instead of talking of the real issues, the social issues, the economic issues, the political issues that are affecting this country, the issue of reforms towards the election, the issue of the voters' role towards the elections. At least if you're talking about Zimbabwe, about that, Zimbabweans maybe.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we try to, as much as possible, balance the discussions. And, of course, tonight we have Honorable Tawita Kumalo, Deputy Spokesperson MDCT, and also a ZANU-PF member, Mr. Goodson Nguni. Taneva Tereri Gibbs, we kutanga tinamkoma knowledge, baruku South Africa. Magadi mkoma knowledge.
Yeah, it is right.
Tipeo mfungwa zenyi.
Zuru zunguto, wadzo kutivi. maZimbabwe izvizvi ari pakutambura yeGrace
Mguma Knowledge. Ndi amai Mugabe hatiite zvekunyomba nyomba nyango tisingawirirani.
Vanoita seopposition party vanoita marari instead yekuimplimenta zvavakapromisa pamaelections apfuura. Ivo vakabira maelections. Saka vavanonasoziva kuti hapana chavanokwanisa kuitira anhu. Vakuatakana Morgan Tsvangirai. Morgan Tsvangirai asiri mupower.
Vatsvangirai.
Ivo kana vakundikana kao ngavangodzosera nyika kune vanhu because vanhu vakavhotera MDC kare ivo vachingoshanda kubira. Saka upfinyi hwaari kuita ende munhu uyu wakashatisa munhu iyi. Ukaona zvinhu zvaanotora vanhu vanoda kuzama kuzviraramira mabhodha votora ngezvimura zvopedza zvozopuwa vanhu marari. Ende votorera vanhu vanoda kuzama kutengesa zvinhu zvimura yotora yopedza iye Grace opa vanhu marari. Vanhu vanoda mabasa, vanhu vanodi kupuwa zvinhu. Saka vanoziva kuti vauraya nyika kutoextende kuita munhu haachakwanisi kuzvitengera kana zvinhu ende munhu haachakwanisi kuona basa. Magraduates ari kutengesa airtime. Saka Grace haakupedza nguva kwaari kuita kutotaridza uiti hwake. Haana kana capacity yekubatsira nyika. Havana zvakakorerwa ngemurume wake, haana zvimwe zvaangaita kunze kwekutouraya nyika. Ende vashoma vacho vari kuteerera ZANUPF vachaguma vakuzoonasa kuona kuti haiwa tiri kuzviisa tiri kutungamirwa ngebofu ende vari kuwira muhunza because haisi nyika ingashanda yekudini yekuti vanhu vangapuwa zvinhu marari.
Mai Mugabe pane vana varenge vachiteererawo nevamwewo vanowirirana navo.
Tinotorwadziwa tiri muZimbabwe asi tinoda kuti muno mamusi munyika mwedu kutoshanda nekushata kwakaita hurumende iyona yeudzinyiriri hurumende yechitema inodzinyirira vanhu. Saka Grace zvaari kuzama kuti Tsvangirai ngaasiyane naye vanomudira maelections ende ndiye munhu watinoda iyeye ende toziva kuti vashoma vacho ivavo vari kuvateerera vachasvika kuona kuti aiwa munhu uyu vanhu havari kungoguta vega.
Aiwa tinotenda Mguma Knowledge.
Izvanu Mugabe wacho wese vakashata zvachose hatitombofita kavada.
Tinotenda zvikuru Mguma Knowledge.
Chihurumende choudzinyiriri chiri kubira mavhoti kungaita rari ngavaimplimende zvavaipromisa vanhu vanoziva kuti havana kana zvavanokona kuita maportholes nhamo yegaga. Ende vanhu vachatambura kana zvani iriko maita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course you heard from knowledge there, very strong feelings. You're saying that what the ruling party must do is to implement what it promised the people, not to spend time holding these rallies throughout the provinces. And of course, he's saying that he's an MDC supporter, and he feels that elections are rigged. That is why Mr. Tsvangirai is not in power, Gibbs.
And he had problems in saying Mrs. Mugabe, right?
Of course, we encourage people to, you know, so that we can have a debate without insulting each other. That's what we encourage in amongst Zimbabweans. We know
definitely.
They are very decent people. And we can argue, you know,
right,
without calling each other names. So that's the kind of debate that we want to encourage.
Like if we decide to form a party right now, we'll come out with three parties, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, good. So, okay, Slomnum Zana Utensen, Ekong and Lapa Usama Swingo. Baba Tensen, ungawutshona njani?
Right, baba, kunjani?
Nosipilile, ungabuka ngikhona khonapho mnumzana Tensen.
Mina ngisemasimbo kwamshandike.
Oh ye, kunjani kwamshandike?
Ah, kwamshandike kuright.
Lokho kule irrigation scheme liyana kumbe siyakudile kanje.
Wazi wakuzenye into esize sibuhlungu. Ngomshandike irrigation siyi-why that's a white elephant ezimele nje akusela lutho uyazi kuyanani
siza kubuyelela koloko nje siza kubuyelela sixoke ngakho kodwa lamhla asiqhubeke sikhulume ngonkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Siyabona ke ugcwele indawo yonke uhambe ekhulumisana labantu kuma-rallies ungathi ngakhonokho usutshedile wayezi ukathi usendaweni emnandi njani Baba Dennis kathi usendaweni e-sharp blind buyela lapho kathi ukhona buyela mnumzana ubuyela lapho sixa sesikhuluma la ukhona yes yakuzwa vele ungatshedi khonapho ye qhubeka ke baba
hora ngithi umama siyambona siyo uyabhoda ngalo ilizwe lonke gijimele nale ngiyinandelela mina ngokubona kwami ngibone ngani ilizwe leZimbabwe laba lomnyama kakhulu ukuba lo mama owabuya engumama omncane asabuyanga waba lomoya omuhle okuthi ephatha abantwana abantu bakhe asathola bekhona eZimbabwe bethiwe ngumama ebaphathe bona ukuthi ngazintandane ezezinakhele umama ebesilayo owakuqala
so
ukanya umama ebulayelo kathesi yeyi uboda ungakhangela ukuthi ira lakhe wonke every rali kumele kube nebizo kumbe amagama abantu ababili athathu okumele awathethise so angiboni ukuthi kusilethelane futhi sinabandelela kona ngokwalo lizwe leZimbabwe kukhanya selilizwe lamarali ukuqhina singathi ingasabuyela emva kakhulu ukuchela ngo-2013 sibe sinamadlala amaelektion ama-national election suka lapho ngangena kumarali ama-election aba-congress sisuka lapho kathesi kukhanya kulamarali ukuthi kulama word of no confidence what into and umama la is involved manje angiboni ukuthi ngaba ngumama wakhilizini kumbe ngumama wokudilisa
yeso
ngenzele ngibona ngayo mboni ngani umama uyalakhinika ke ngakhuluma nje bona lethi ha umama uright udoctor awu right kodwa mboni ngani kube kumele isidi yakhe nje yehlise kancane ekhangeni ukuthi uyababambanisa yini abantu kumbe vele ukuxabanisa nje ngihlangenisi
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Dennis ungadinwa la kusasa uhlala ubuya phela ungasikhohlwa phela Dennis
mina ngisalidinga ngalingithinti kodwa ngizalidinga most of the time
hhayi siza kudinga-ke ube ngokuqala phela ngomvulo obuyayo azawazi siyabonga
ngiyabonga kakhulu ngizazama ukuqala ngomvulo
ya thank you very much ungadinelwa kusasa njengoba lokho akade ngikutshela khona so according to Mr. Dennis Blessing he says Zimbabwe is very unfortunate to have such a first lady she just disagrees with everything that she talks about and he says that she should stop actually attacking people you know he's not happy with that and he says as a first lady she's supposed to be a unifying factor you know in ZANU-PF instead of dividing people so she believes that she is busy dividing people every time she utters anything
munotenderana nazvo here zviri kutaurwa izvangu nekuti havafaniri kunyomba vamwe nezvakadaro daro
First of all, it's very clear that the people who are talking on this program did not listen to what the First Lady was saying today. The First Lady was talking about economic empowerment for the people of Midlands. She was talking about reopening mines that had been closed. She was talking about women starting cooperatives so that they can do things for themselves. She was talking about the leadership in Midlands looking, opening up new clinics that were closed. Looking, and she was saying she's going to go away and build fertilizer to help youths get into job creation. Now, she was not insulting anybody. The only time she got nearer to insulting anybody, it wasn't an insult to me, was when she said that Morgan Tsvangirai was a target of white people. Now, people have been saying so for years. The British themselves and the Americans have been saying so for years that Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai and his party is a party that they fund, a party that they started. Now, I don't have a problem with a leader of ZANU-PF telling people in ZANU-PF that don't be as corrupt as the people from the MDCT. That's not insulting people. We know that in all urban councils where the MPC is in power, there's serious cases of corruption that have been reported. We know that many MDC councillors have been arrested for fraud and corruption. Now, that is not insulting people. The problem that we have is that MDC people have no agenda for the people of Zimbabwe, especially for the black people of Zimbabwe. So because of that, they prefer to concentrate to listen to what is listen to what is happening in ZANU-PF and Ebora Ndiano Makwa. So they prefer to twist things that are happening in ZANU-PF they prepare to look at what is happening in their political party. It is split up into 10 formations. Now, that's not our fault that she is doing that. It's not our fault that we have a first lady who's politically aware and conscious. Her brother was a war veteran. Her parents were supporting the freedom struggle. She has to talk about it, both those are things that are dear to her. This is a democracy. If the NDC can only talk about property rights for white people, that's the only agenda they have, it's not our fault that they're empty. It's not our fault that there are people who don't see the goodness of empowerment programs that ZANU-PF. And the only thing those things people can do is next time around, they can go and queue up and vote for the MDCT as we proceed to give them another hiding in 28.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Kumalo?
The First Lady has been...
Thank you very much. What Mr. Nguni must know is that he's talking about opening companies in Midlands. Who closed them? Those companies have been working all these years. And all of a sudden, the thieving ZANU-PF looted those companies, and today they are closed. Our university graduates are on the streets selling juice cards. Our university graduates are on the streets selling water. Now, what companies are you opening when you close them? And secondly, why should you bring fertilizer to people? We have companies that manufacture fertilizer. Do not abuse the poverty that our people are in by giving them handouts so that they become subservient to ZANU-PF. Hell no. Create jobs so that every Zimbabwean has a livelihood. They do not rely on the handouts. And where is she getting the money to buy these fertilizers, the cooking oils, the whatevers, when the country cannot even pay the public service, when the country cannot even meet its external debt obligation, when the country cannot even fix the Kariba Dam? We have a party that has been in power. It has managed to drink all the water in Kariba, and today we have no power. And when they got into power, that Kariba Dam was working. It was supplying enough electricity to Zimbabwe. And all of a sudden, they have drained the water from Kariba. That's how bad ZANU-PF is. Coming to the issue of MDC being corrupt, surely who is more corrupt, MDC or ZANU-PF? We have the RBZ debt, where the RBZ governor became Father Christmas, decided to buy everything, all papers and sand, buying from fuel right up to paying electricity. And today, the same money that was stolen by ZANU-PF for its own cronies is the money where the Zimbabwean people are being asked to take over that debt, when the people that took the money, including the Ngunis, are still there, and they have not been, no action has been taken. The sad thing about ZANU-PF, they reward corruption. Can he prove to us where the corruption is as MDC? Talking of urban councils are run by Kasukuere. And ZANU-PF wants to make sure that they run every single government institution for their advantage when it comes to them rigging the elections. And talking the issue of why should we listen to ZANU-PF anyway? And what is the purpose of them holding rallies? They came out guns blazing the last elections with a manifesto when they give you the promising us sweet nothings. Stop going to the rallies and implement your manifesto. Politics is about deliverables. Politics is not about you being in power taking the Zimbabwean people for granted. The Zimbabwean people are the government. ZANU-PF is not the government. You are supposed to be working for the people of Zimbabwe, not stealing from them. And then the issue of that MDC has got an empty agenda. That is shocking. Just after the GNU, when we came into government, ZANU-PF, as stupid as they are, they thought we were going to fail. They gave us all the social and economic ministries. We are a party that went into those ministries, guns blazing. And we turned around Zimbabwe, and everybody had a job. People had food to eat. People were managing to survive. But as time goes on, what have they done? All gains, they've destroyed them. Because all what they are good at is they are just prawn-munching, dog-pulling thieves that are destroying our country and the livelihood of the future of our kids.
Thank you.
We are talking of empowerment program. Who has been empowered in this country? Our youth have been reduced to drunkards. Our youth have been reduced to fleas. They are vendors. They are all over the place. Who have they empowered? And where can they prove to us that they've empowered our youth? Besides them looting the same empowerment funds that are meant to go to the youth, are being taken by them for their own benefits. They're not even shy. They're not even embarrassed that they are violating the basic human right of the right to life. Zimbabweans are suffering day in and day out because of these handful thugs that are looting the resources of this country for their own kith and kin.
Honorable Kumalo, we'll come back to you. Please stay on the line. And Mr. Nguni, we just want to quickly take one or two callers here. Tinam Koma Richi. Makadi Kuma Shingum Koma Richi.
Hello.
Murisei. Blessing
moro.
Makadi mkomarichi.
Miri haiti. Ndinongoda ku correct honorable Kumalo on one.
Taurai zvenyu tinzwi. Nare achenenge kuti neset chadzoka kwavari.
Iye uri seze kumunzana uMakay eSouth Africa. Makay ungauchona njani baba?
Uchonile mfowethu, uchona njani?
Uchone kakhulu, kunjani Josi?
Hayi, nabe egoli kuright siyadla siyasutha lapha kufanele ekhaya ugcwele indlala yodwa.
Nansi indaba ungathi mfowethu.
Mfowethu, uze sisize lokho okukhulunywa ngokaba uNguni lapho. Ngomama uMrs. Grace. Sikhuluma ngabantu asebe bankrupt kuma-ideas okuthi athile izwe balise phambili. IZimbabwe namhlanje iyilesi simeyiso sona ngenxa yokwehluleka ukubusa kwezanu. Izanu ithethe ilizwe yalibeka phansi ngamadolo, namhlanje alikwazi ukuvuka. And angeke livuke futhi under the ngaphansi kombuso wezanu, ngeke likwazi ukuvuka, asikhosweni nje. Abantwana beZimbabwe bakhrosa daily besuka ezweni labo bezohlupheka la eSouth Africa. Kodwa abantu bazakhetha ukuhamba umhlabodi lizwe lonke ekhuluma into engasizi abantu beZimbabwe, into engavusi umnotho weZimbabwe, into engena kubasiza abantu beZimbabwe iloba entweni eyodwa. So uMrs. Mugabe labamlalelayo ngibona zani baswele umsebenzi nje wokwenza. Uma basebehle emaralini akhe esiyabathembisa amarayisi abazawadla namhlanje ayivuka kusase ngasekho esiswini the following morning sebelambile. So ake sibe serious njengabantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi senzani ngekusasa lethu. Izanu has taken people for a right for a long, long time. Thina senzani njengabantu beZimbabwe?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Senzani?
Ubona zani kumele kwenziweni amafutshane khonapho?
Uyabona futhi into esiyifunayo thina la umuntu ozathi uma esiye emaralini ahambe neprogram ebambekayo ebantwini ukuthatha impilo yabantu ibenze babe ngcono. Uyayibona indaba? Afika abatshela abantu ukuthi kunecebo esesinalo manje lokuthi impilo zabantu zibe ngcono. Icebo leli naleli kunokuthi ayifika ngale avule umlomo wakhe ethethise abanye abantu abangeke bamthendule ngoba yena
usupport
yamashayiwo
lamaphoyisaisikhathi lapho asavumi ngicela ubambe mbijana saphenduka kuwe
makay
baba makay siyakuphenduka kuwe ungakhathi foni ubambe khona
honorable Kumalo Mr. Nguni and Mkoma Richie please do stay on the line we'll be back for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.